Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, January 25th, 2021. Iowa Economic Development Authority Board Meeting, January 2021. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, IEDA, Board met on January 22nd, 2021 and took the following actions. Compliance. The Board approved the following contract amendments requested from the IEDA Administration-Compliance Team. Faircast Incorporated. The company requested to extend project completion date to June 30, 2021 for the High Quality Jobs Program project in Fairfield to allow time to meet job obligations. The $5.2 million project was awarded a $300,000 forgivable loan and $226,500 in estimated tax credit benefits. Raycom Corporation. The company requested mutual termination of the contract to the High Quality Jobs Program project in Marshalltown. The $6.4 million project was awarded $190,000 in estimated tax credit benefits. Design Mill Incorporated. The company requested to add DMI LLC as a party to the High Quality Jobs Program project in Dubuque. The $1.3 million project was awarded a $40,000 loan and a $40,000 forgivable loan. Priority 5 Holdings Incorporated. The company requested to defer a balloon payment and continue with monthly payments for 12 months for the Innovation Acceleration Fund Propel Award project in Ames. The project was awarded a $250,000 loan. Iowa Adaptive Technologies Incorporated N/K/A Voxello. The company requested to defer a balloon payment and continue with monthly payments for 12 months for the demonstration or demo fund project in Coralville. The project was awarded a $100,000 loan. Immortagon Incorporated. The company requested to defer payments for 12 months to the demo fund project in Coralville. The project was awarded a $100,000 loan. Tractor Zoom Incorporated. The company requested to remove the requirement of full repayment of proof of commercial relevance, POCR, and demo fund awards upon closing an Innovation Acceleration Fund Propel Award of a $250,000 loan for its project in Urbandale. Financial assistance applications. The board approved the following financial assistance application requests. Integra Pool Covers Incorporated /PF Global Property Group, Burlington Incorporated. The company sought $664,000 in targeted jobs withholding tax credits during construction of a $4.1 million project to locate a manufacturing facility in Burlington and expand Integra's product line to offer vinyl swimming pool liners and winter safety covers. Link Manufacturing LTD. The company sought $220,000 in investment tax credits and $110,000 in sales tax refunds during construction of a $6 million project in Sioux Center to expand the existing facility by 50,000 square feet and construct a 240-person conference center contingent on local match approved by the City of Sioux Center. Technology Commercialization Committee, TCC, recommendations. The following awards were approved by the committee. Small Business Innovation Research, SBIR, /Small Business Technology Transfer, STTR, Outreach Program, $50,000. Awards to Big Data in a Box, Fruji Biotechnology, Nistron, and DNP 123, two awards, Superior Statistical Research, and Neovox Syn 2 awards, Time Redesigned and Parametric Studio. $25,000 POCR award to Spanton Dynamics in Fairfield to develop a medical device for manually transporting those with head, neck, and or back injuries. And $25,000 POCR award to CNB Digital Holdings DBA Vine Chromatic in Ankeny to develop an internet application through which entertainment industry stakeholders can easily track schedules, develop marketing, and allow connections. Brownfield and Grayfield Development Tax Credit Program. The purpose of the Brownfield and Grayfield Redevelopment Tax Credit Program is to promote the economic health by communities by reducing potential environmental hazards, creating jobs, and boosting tax revenue. The board approved one application from Indigo Dawn LLC to extend the project completion period from 30 to 62 months for a project at 1601 6th Avenue in Des Moines. Innovation Fund Investment Tax Credit Program. The purpose of the Innovation Fund Investment Tax Credit Program is to encourage seed capital investment in innovative Iowa businesses, primarily those in advanced manufacturing, biosciences, and information technology. The board approved 84 applications for issuance of tax credit certificates for a total of $753,000. Financial summary. The board also received financial reports from IEDA staff. As of December 31, 2020, the following amounts remain unobligated. General Fund Operations, fiscal year 2021, $11.6 million. High Quality Jobs Program, fiscal year 2021, $14.4 million. And Tax Credit Cap, fiscal year 2021 allocation, $100.4 million. The next board meeting will take place on February 19, 2021. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Eric Richardson, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6767.